For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. These are the words from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, talking about liberty and what it gives us and what it shouldn't give us, but we sometimes think it does. I developed that idea here a little bit. Liberty and freedom. The quality of being free. Free from oppressive government, freedom of thought, etc. I don't know who in here has been in the service, but I was in the Navy. When you've been on a long deployment and the ship is tied up and securely fastened to the pier, and you don't have duty day, when they say liberty call, liberty don't call, now commence liberty for duty section one, that's a sense of freedom. I remember that so well. But that word liberty can also mean that we have the freedom, the liberty to worship God as He wants to worship Him. That's true freedom. Christian liberty, freedom from the penalty of sin through faith in Jesus Christ. Think about what our Lord did on the cross, the price of freedom. I go back to a bit of history. June 28th in 1776, there was a small group at Fort Moultrie. I had a different name back then. Colonel Moultrie was commander of that installation. Word of the British fleet approaching the harbor of Charleston came to him, and that fort had not been yet completed. He hastily put up a barrier of two rows of palmetto logs with sand in between them. The British fleet arrived. There were south 9 or 10 warships. I don't know how much cannon. 3,000 to 4,000 men, not only on the ship, but on land in the breach between Sullivan's Island and what is now called Isle of Palms. Those ships could not conquer that fort. They stood fast because of the cause of freedom. Freedom to, again, went back, especially dead in those days, the freedom to worship God as they chose, the freedom to raise their children as they chose, to live the life that they chose. In a sense, the continuing church isn't the same thing. We're pitted against a much larger world than the numbers that we have in our small parishes, our missions, our larger parishes. The believing church throughout the world is still, in numbers, a minority, a vast majority of the world who doesn't care, that even fights against the church, that tries to remove crosses off of mountains. It tries to remove history from our land so that we don't have the opportunity to learn from history. So that people back then and today, our armed forces put themselves, as it's been said many times, write the government and the people of this country a blank check. And sometimes that check is written with their blood for the cause of freedom. So this freedom, we've got to keep it from devolving into license. What is license? Sometimes our use of the word freedom is misunderstood, and it's too broad a term sometimes. If it devolves into license, well, we do anything we like as long as it feels good, as long as we enjoy it. Freedom, true freedom is doing the freedom of doing what we know is just and right to God, and by devoting ourselves to the worship, the freedom worship of God, that we will, through that worship of God and serving God, we will serve people, love people of all kinds, of all races. This lovely Negro spiritual, loving people regardless of what they look like, because we are all made by the one Creator, God Himself, couple of principles of Christian liberty. It's not to be flaunted. Look who I am. Look what I can do. I'm free to do this and free to do that. It's not to be flaunted. True Christian liberty does not only welcome those who agree with our views. We are to love all people. We may not agree with them. We don't have to. But we love them because, again, they're created by the same God that created each and every one of us. St. Paul talks about in the Corinthians, one of the letters to the Corinthians, I believe it's the second letter, about not causing others to stumble. It's talking about what we eat sometimes. An example of this, as far as not causing another to stumble. We don't do actions that don't contradict the Bible, but we are careful about what we do that might cause somebody to misunderstand what the Christian life's about. Sort of a physical presence of this. During Lent, a lot of us observe abstaining from flesh meat during the Fridays in Lent. And that's what is a good suggestion. It's a good guideline to help us enter into the disciplines of Lent. But if you go to somebody's house and it's a Friday night and they have steak or chicken or something like that, it isn't really ours to say, well, I can't eat that, I'm abstaining. I mean, you take it with thankfulness. That's an example of that. Of course, if they have two or three things there, even though you'd rather have a steak, if they have fish, take the fish. The idea of freedom and liberty is also, it's not to be used to please ourselves. Again, that can devolve into a license. I go back to the same thing, but really true freedom is serving God. And serving God, you serve other men to the betterment of everybody. Christian liberty is not about demanding our rights, say, well, I deserve this right, I deserve this. A lot of times in the daily marketplace of life, you see people demonstrating, whining, demanding their rights, their freedoms. We've got to be careful about what is a God-given right, what is a God-given freedom. These are well enshrined, of course, in the Declaration of Independence, that we have the right to demand the right God-given rights of life, liberty, and happiness. So the thing to take home from this is that our liberties, our freedoms, our rights do come from God Almighty, and that they're not things that are born of us, but given to us by God. And I think we grasp that. I think the more we grasp that idea, the better we'll understand how we are to use these liberties, these freedoms, the God-given rights. And I close with these couple of words. St. Paul says in the second letter to the Corinthians, in the third chapter, the 17th verse, "Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." Let us use it wisely. And let us come to His table and give us Himself as food for our journey as we serve Him in this world, in our country, as we serve each other. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.